Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So can you tease out the practical effect of that? Why is it harder to accumulate wealth if you're surrounded by poverty? If you have a good job, good savings habits, can't you control your own financial destiny?
Well, no, you can't. And the first thing to recognize, you know, as you think of this historically, we know that wealth is accumulated generationally. So you're talking about a group of people who were effectively cut out what one scholar calls the greatest wealth building opportunity in American history. So if you start with black people being, and by that we mean the home ownership boom that was built, you know, it was socially engineered in the mid-20th century. If you start with African Americans being largely cut out of that from beginning, you're talking about a group of people who are behind from the start. And then they're surrounded by other people who are themselves behind. African Americans are the most segregated ethnic group in this country. And so not only are you individually plundered, your entire network, everyone you're around, is also plundered. And anyone that knows anything about social capital and how networks work in this country, effectively your network, even if you yourself, you know, prove to be a successful individual of high income, that says nothing about the people you're connected to. To make this really, really explicit, I may go to college, you know, get a great degree and, you know, get a really nice Wall Street job. But because I am black and because I'm from a plundered community, it's much more likely that I will, for instance, have to take care of my mother, take care of my father. It's much more likely that my younger brother or younger sister or older brother or older sister may not have followed. I have a cousin that I may have to deal with. The people I know, the people who I went to school with, my closest intimates, don't tend to be the kind of intimates that other people who grew up in different circumstances tend to be. When you begin to understand and begin to look at black people as part of a broader community and white people as part of broader communities, many of the things that appear mysterious to us are not mysterious at all.